fencing is fast, skilled, and you have to have your wits about you. Sometimes described as active chess, there are three weapons in fencing: the foil, the épée, and the saber. And all of these can be played by people of any age and any ability. I'm here at Northampton Fencing Club, and as you can hear in the background, they are all poised and ready to go.
In fencing, you're on your own, and at some point you've got to go and fight somebody else. If you're better than them and you train hard and you practice, you'll win. If you're not, you'll lose.
It's just very different from any other sport, really. It's quite fun, really. It lets out any aggression that like builds up through the week. You just build it up for this and then you let it all out.
Yeah, it is. I like it to sort of like a game of chess, really. It's tactics. Obviously, you've got the right tactic, it'll win at the end of the day.
All the advanced fencers are very encouraging. They'll tell you why you're going wrong at encouragement. It's a lovely sport to do.
Are you ready? Oh, God. Are you ready? Play. Halt. Okay, that's a hit to Adrian. Back onto the on guard lines. 1-0. Halt. Again, an attack from the left. Jamie is the Olympic champion.
And my instructor for this taster session of fencing, what is your name, first of all?
I'm Jamie McClement.
Now, Jamie, I'm a little bit nervous. I've never done fencing before, and everyone seems to be getting ready, and to me, looking a little bit intimidating, and you're dressed all in black as well.
Yeah, the black's just because I'm one of the coaches. Don't be intimidated. It really doesn't hurt that much. But you'll be fine. We'll get you all dressed up and we'll get you a sword and we'll go straight into it, let you see what it's like.
So first of all, what is fencing? Because I've done a little bit of research and there's three types, I believe.
Ah, that's right. Yeah, fencing has evolved from sword practice back in the old days when it was a good idea to learn to use a sword. And we've got three swords that we use. The foil is like a training weapon. That's how it derived. That's the lightest weapon and that's the one which you can only target the main body. We've got the épée, that's equivalent to an old duelling sword, which is a heavier weapon. You can hit anywhere on the body. And then the sabre, which is the cutting weapon, which is like a cavalry sabre, and that you can hit above the waist. And that's perhaps the most dynamic one, where you can hit with the side of the sword, so a bit more like Zorro.
And which one are we going to be doing today?
Well, you can take your pick. Which one would you like to try?
Épée. So, Jamie, what are we about to do now?
Okay, first things first, we're going to get you to know how to stand and how to move your feet, because footwork is one of the major parts. Once we've got that sorted, we'll get you to pick up a sword.
Let's go.
Okay, cool. So what we're going to do, we're going to be facing that way towards the wall. So yep. I want you to put your back foot, which is your left foot, on this white line facing that way.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then your right foot, which is your front foot, take a step forward and point it directly forwards ahead of you. Now bend your knees.